This is Passport to Texas. We're taught from a young age to prevent fires. What we've forgotten is that nature relies on fire to flourish.
When you look at the historical occurrence of fire throughout the state, it's something that pretty much every ecosystem in the state evolved with. All of our plant communities were evolved with fire at some certain interval, and that's going to differ throughout the state. But it's been a pretty formative force in Texas ecology.
David Veal is a biologist for the M.O. Nesloni WMA in Gonzales County. He says we need re-education about fire's benefits.
And so we want to show landowners that it's a responsible land management practice when applied correctly and when applied safely, and it's something that's really going to benefit not only your wildlife habitat, but generally your livestock program as well.
On January 16th, Veal will lead a prescribed burning workshop at the M.O. Nesloni WMA.
The workshop is primarily targeted at landowners and land managers, the folks that are actually going to have the management decision to put fire on the ground and the responsibility for that. But it's really kind of an introduction to burning, because we're not going to tell you everything you'd ever need to know about running a complete fire program in one day. So this is just kind of a good overview, some of the things that need to be considered before a fire management program is started. And once that decision is made, it shows you some of the avenues for receiving some more training.
We have information about the workshop at passporttotexas.org. That's our show, supported by the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.